Bill O'Reilly here. Monday, February 21st, 2022, George Washington's birthday. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. The world watches Ukraine. Capitol Police brace for President Biden's State of the Union address. The number of non-heterosexual Americans reaches a record high. Seattle declares some bicycle helmet laws racist. Also ahead, do you fear the mob? You should. But first, CBS News correspondent David Martin reporting Russian commanders have orders to proceed with the invasion of Ukraine. Ukrainian President Zelensky pleading with Western powers to punish Vladimir Putin now. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says negotiations between President Biden and Putin may happen this week in the face of what CBS News is reporting. So it is still confusing. The D.C. Capitol Police preparing for the president's State of the Union address March 1st. Hundreds of officers will guard the Capitol building. Officials will also bring back the fence. Tactical units from the Department of Homeland Security will protect lawmakers during the speech. The FBI warning a Freedom Trucker convoy, like the one seen in Canada, could descend on D.C. before the State of the Union. The percentage of U.S. adults who self-identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender, reaching a record high of 7%. That figure was just 3% when Gallup began asking the question a decade ago. 86% say they are straight. 6% refuse to respond. The number of young Americans identifying as part of the LGBT community rising to 21%. Wow. Bike helmets in Seattle no longer mandatory. Politicians there repealing the safety law because it is allegedly used to target minorities. Said one council member, quote, "The disproportional enforcement of the requirement gives us concern about how it affects people who are homeless and communities of color." The helmet rule was implemented in Seattle back in 1993 after a string of bike-related fatalities, but now it is racist. In a moment, will the mob get you? Right back.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Fearing the mob, and we're not talking about organized crime here. Be thankful you were not a pioneer in America. Life on the Western frontier was brutal. Few comforts, no law, lots of danger. In the midst of that arose frontier justice, where settlers dished out punishments to perceived miscreants without much deliberation. Steal a horse, you could be hanged by the neck until dead. Commit a violent crime, termination by mob was common. In many places, the presumption of innocence did not exist. Today, the mob mentality has returned to the USA, driven by social media, where there are few protections. Anonymous trolls can assassinate individual characters, destroy business, and even threaten personal safety. Few police agencies have the resources to investigate, and internet companies generally deny responsibility for injustice. The mob knows it can inflict grave damage to people with little risk. Hello, Tombstone. Freedom of speech now being used against the American people. Let us count the ways. Good people who might want to run for office are often dissuaded because they will likely be smeared and their families seared. Few candidates escape that. Organizations funded by ideological fanatics like George Soros incite boycotts against businesses. It's easy. Just put out an allegation and demand a company change policy or fire someone. Corporations often fold quickly, meaning few in the marketplace are safe. Attacks organized on the net can hurt profits, and the bosses know it. So better to give the mob what it wants. Amidst this madness, power has shifted. Anonymous character assassins on Twitter, Instagram, other social media are on the march. Due process has been obliterated. Allegations become facts at light speed. Dark money allows dishonest political groups to threaten sponsors and anyone who might hold influence. If you don't do what the mob wants, it could very well come for you. No one is safe. Every public person is just one accusation away from ruin. Corrupt lawyers are lined up to exploit accusations, demanding big money settlements, blackmail, extortion, and defamation. Now common occurrences against the social media backdrop. This is our country and society today. Millions of swords, no shields. If you fight back in civil court, the ordeal will last years and likely cost millions. The mob has all the weapons. The result is massive injustice and a rapidly declining interchange of ideas. Most folks fear the mob and flee from it. We are mobbed up in this country. The bad guys are winning. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where we are streaming the Trump O'Reilly History Tour. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. The global tourism industry suffered a catastrophic loss when COVID hit 2 years ago. Before the pandemic, 55% of Americans traveled between May and September for a little rest and relaxation. With the virus now on the wane, millions are planning to get away this coming summer. Here are the best places on the planet for nice weather, as ranked by Forbes magazine. First, southern Spain. Temperatures hover between 65 and 80 all year long. The Mediterranean region typically sees 340 days of sunshine, just 3 weeks of rain. Tired of long winter nights? Head to Ecuador, South America. Because of its location on the equator, thus the name Ecuador, the country experiences no variation in daylight hours. Sunrise and sunset occur 6 p.m. sharp and 6 a.m. sharp every single day. Next up, the Canary Islands, 80 degrees every day. The country located off the coast of West Africa reports 10 days of rain each year. The islands are particularly popular for divers, underwater visibility, best in the world. Tahiti, near the top of the list, a short rainy season, no hurricanes, no snow. 330 days of sun. Before COVID, 10 million people descended annually on the islands for surf, sun, and sand. Tahiti is my pick for the most beautiful place on earth. The second spot goes to Bermuda, often associated with the Caribbean, the British territory. It's actually located 700 miles east of North Carolina in the Atlantic Ocean. Mild temperatures attract tourists year-round, but it will cost you. Bermuda is the second most expensive place on the planet after Monaco. Best weather in the world right here in the USA, San Diego. The town ranks number one in sunshine, low humidity, 0 days under 45 degrees. The combination of the Pacific to the west and the mountains to the east creates one of the most pleasant climates on Earth. And then there are the Padres back after this.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.